In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Whether you're looking to elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments, Tecovas boots will do the trick. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs, look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I know. Hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
We have a jam-packed podcast today. It should be damn pay-per-view. And Jay, are you ready to tackle this incredible list of topics?
I'm ready, but I have to get something off my... I have two things to get off my chest before we start this.
Okay, that's fine. Could you get off speakerphone before you
I'm
get off?
Not on speakerphone. I have my earphones in.
It sounds really distant. I might have to start Skype calling you for these podcasts because, you know, we insist on quality here, not to be a pain in the ass, but to give our listeners a first-rate audio experience. That's how I walk things up to the post as well. Jay's complaining, but hey. All right, Jay, how are we doing now?
I'm just on the same one I was on, so I don't know what the difference is.
What have I made you hold the phone up to your ear for 40 minutes?
Oh, God.
You're like, God damn it.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Way better. Now.
Okay, well, I'm going to start I'm getting it off my chest.
Yes.
This might be my last appearance after what I'm going to say.
Okay. So, all right, let's go.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
So, number one, when did you paint me as the biggest asshole on this show? And I heard you, let me get these off, and then you can retort after I'm done. How about that?
Fair enough.
So I heard you three weeks ago. Don't remember who you were with, but I heard you guys, bring me up, and then you go, well, Jay has a lot of beefs. Where the fuck did that come from? I have two beats on this podcast. Number one, I hate with hot heat your other guest who's on every Friday and is not named Scott Lynn.
Right.
That's one.
Right.
My other two beef forever is your fucking listeners. I hate them.
All right.
I don't know where all of a sudden that I hate everybody, because that's not true.
Okay.
So that's number one.
All right. So in other words, I don't want to let it get lost in the sauce here. So
well, you can bring these up among getting them done quick. Right. Number two, Okay. All of a sudden, I become your fucking Baba Booey. Because Danny. 2 weeks ago, the Danny Hurley thing, I let that go. The other, the Game of Thrones, that was a dick move by you. You know that, right?
What
you
Game of Thrones?
That. Really? Oh, all this. Okay. So no, I said Game of Thrones and you stopped the show and was like, oh my God, you just said Game of Thrones. That was a dick move.
Okay.
And but let me finish. Let me finish. So you fuck up more than anybody. You're literally the Babe Ruth of fucking up.
Okay.
On my show last week, you had like four, and I said nothing. Like a decent person would have just said, you know what? Hey, Game of Thrones, buddy. You stop the show, replay it like three times. I don't know what the reason that was for.
Okay.
You during your show, we come on 10 minutes in. I say, Lamar Jackson is losing weight. You listen 15 minutes later. Story number 7, Lamar Jackson's losing weight. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I in the Matrix? Did he just bring that up again? So I'm, a little pissed me off that, all of a sudden, like, you're fucking Baba Booey. You don't treat Bolin like that. You don't treat Poland like that. You don't treat Charge like that. You don't treat X like that. But you've done it like three times. You start with a Danny Hurley and something else, and now this. And I'm like, you know what? Kind of don't need that.
Okay. A couple things. As far as your beefs, do you have a beef with Andy or no?
Okay. Andy doesn't like me and I don't like him. Andy knows this, but if I saw Andy, I would say, hey, Andy, how you doing? How's your daughter? How's your son? How's your wife?
Well, it sounds
How's
like
your granddaughter?
You, sounds like you like him. Okay.
No, we just don't like each other. It's not a beef. And now X, I used to like X, but all of a sudden, you tell me he's so pissed off from me joking about his, his baseball, futures. If he would have texted me, I would have probably said, you know what, X, I was kind of a dick move. I'm sorry about that. But no, he cries at you like a bitch move. So he can bite me on that one.
Okay.
But that's not a beef.
Okay.
I have a beef with two people. One is, and your listeners. Those are my two beefs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Retort.
Okay, so no, so the Andy thing is not a beef, but you're not friends.
No.
X, you could have a beef. Well, I'd say you do have.
No, it's not a beef.
Okay.
There's no hatred of him.
You sound.
But he did pull a bitch move by not calling me and saying I wasn't happy that you were making fun of me. That's a bitch move.
Okay. All right. So two guys is not enough to say you have a lot of beefs.
I don't have any beefs.
Okay.
But you made it seem like I had just everybody. That was kind of stupid too.
All right. So sorry if I was painting you in a more negative light than was appropriate.
Yeah. Fuck that guy is my only, that's, I hate that segment. Get rid of that.
Then we're not going to do that then.
Okay. There you go.
I thought it was going to be a good natured fuck that guy.
But like I said, everybody, you paste me as a dick.
Okay. I don't want to pigeonhole you as an angry guy. Yeah. I want the best Jay in the best light, and I'll do my best to portray all that you bring to the table. Otherwise,
what did you say you had? Oh, you're listening, your listener skills. Are you serious about that?
What?
That you have these great, scary listening. Really? Are you serious with that? I never bring anything up that you fuck up, and you fuck up a lot.
Well, you should bring up my mistakes, because I like to try to be accurate.
But that'd be a dick move if I did that.
Well,
and I don't do that. Thank you.
I don't hear things. I repeat things. I miss dates and facts and figures and names, etc. So, and I encourage my producer now. I'm like, please correct me as soon as you hear it. Don't let it linger. Because people will listen and they'll bring it up on the talk and text line.
Well, I'm used to it in the middle of something. That's a dick move.
Okay. The Danny Hurley thing. What was that again?
Oh, we were at with Carol and I say Danny Hurley and you go, did you say Ed? Well, if I was, speaking Swahili, it might have sounded like Ed.
Oh, okay. But
number four. Please stop sending me emails from I hate some dick who is a band leader in Wisconsin well, you know, he did say Dan, but if you were listening, it might have sounded like Ed. Go fuck yourself. Again, if I was speaking Swahili, dickhead, it might have sounded like Ed, but I said Danny. Even Carol said Danny. So,
okay.
Again, you must have had a CTE moment not heard what I said.
All right. Sorry if I was if I crossed the line and what I thought was just good-natured ball busting.
Oh, that was not
amongst good friends.
No, that was not good natured.
Okay. All right. No. All right. What does bring you joy in life, Jay?
Don't see you. And I know you're probably going to, and I know what you're going to do. Oh,
what
he's
you,
just
what
being
am I
a baby.
Do?
I'm not being a baby. No, that was a dick move. It was a dick move. Don't try to make it like I went over the, no, it was a dick move.
Okay. And if you ever just at some point say, I want to take a break from doing this, or I don't want to do it ever again, I would release you with whole heart and hope we could still be friends. You know that, right?
And if I didn't want to do it, I'd have said, fuck this, I'm out.
Okay.
I would have said that.
Okay. All right. Correct me whenever I'm wrong. Break my balls whenever you feel like it. And I will not point out small things that don't matter, like Games of Thrones.
And tell X, if he had a problem with me, he could have texted me like he did at least 20 times.
Okay. Do you want me to broker a sit down between you and X?
I don't need a sit down.
He could a chit chat.
There's no need. I don't want a chit chat.
Okay.
I don't want anything. He could have did it then. So there's no need to do it now.
All right. Okay, good. All right. Well, then I feel much better now. We've gotten all that off our chests.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into the hot, warm water that is Stephen A. Smith versus Monica McNutt. Wow. This was something the other day on First Take when Monica McNutt did what a lot of women unfortunately have a habit of doing, which is to take something their man does that's positive and then move the goalposts on that man by implying, well, you could have done it more or with a smile or sooner. Or with my mom there. Here she was on First Take talking about how much Stephen A. does or does not talk about the WNBA.
Clark to come in and now take it to the next level. That's all I'm saying in these conversations. Kennedy Carter's behavior is not indicative of the entire league. We are still talking about competition where you are allowed to get a little extra elbow in if you are competing and you do it within the parameters of the game. The game is physical. Caitlin is helping to grow the league. These women understand that, but she cannot be babied as a rookie. That's all I'm at.
All right.
Who talks about the
Let's
who talks about the WNBA? Who talks about women? Who talk about women's sports more than First Take?
Stephen A., respectfully, with your platform, you could have been doing this 3 years ago if you wanted to.
Oh, snap.
She was 100% correct.
All right. We got to go. You guys.
So did you say
you're my
show?
Guy, but
who does more than
Stephen
us?
A., I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Wow.
Don't do that. I'm talking to you about the power that you have.
Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
You my guy, but I'm talking
it.
To you.
I got
guys,
you,
I really appreciate
missed,
that.
You're my girl, but you've missed a lot of episodes of First Take. You missed a lot.
Stephen A., 3 years ago, you would not talk about the W
ahead,
at this level. Don't do that.
Guys.
Nobody was, Monica.
Guys.
You making Stephen A.'s point, Monica. Monica, you making Stephen A.'s point.
Please let me do my job. Please let me do my job. We've gone for 40 minutes straight. It was a riveting discussion. I have to get into commercial break.
All right. Jay, go ahead.
She was 100% correct, and she, what we call in the hood, she read him, and he was embarrassed. When a guy goes, wow, that means you just got roasted, and you have no comeback to that. And,
so,
she was like, and I like Monica McNutt. I like her. She's pretty good.
Okay, but why does she exist in the ecosphere of ESPN?
She's actually good at basketball. She's good. She's a very good basketball.
But she never played in the WNBA.
Yes, she did.
I don't think so, Jay, but I don't want to.
I know she went to Georgetown. I'm pretty sure. And she was like an all Big East. I think Monica did play for like a season or two. Go look that up.
I was told this morning by somebody that she never played in the WNBA. But again, I'm now sensitive about calling out any corrections with you because I got read the Riot Act to start
the
pod.
Well, if she didn't play at WNBA, I'm pretty sure she can still talk WNBA.
Okay, fine. But I mean,
she does not have to play.
Right. All right. 3 years ago, first of all, talking WNBA would be career suicide for guys like Stephen A. Smith because it's not a popular sport or topic. The only reason they're talking it now is because there's a craze going on. And that's what Caitlin Clark is.
Phyllis Brooke didn't play WNBA. And she talks NBA. It does not matter. If you're able to, if you played and talk it, I think you're pretty good.
Okay. But the point is, you know, to say, oh, you should have been doing this 3 years ago, the producers wouldn't have let Stephen A. Smith open a WNBA segment 3 years ago. Because it would have gotten 0.0 ratings. They talk about four things on that show on any given day. The Lakers, football, LeBron, the Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
But isn't he bigger than the show?
Repeat. Huh?
Isn't he bigger than the show?
I don't think so. I think he has limits. Even they tell him, look, here's what we're doing, the A block, B block, C block.
So now, what's the only reason we're playing? We're talking WNBA now.
Well, because of Kennedy Carter, who I didn't know the Chenity was actually pronounced Kennedy, hard K sound, and her total cheap shot of Caitlin Clark, which I'm shocked the WNBA has done nothing. No fine, no suspension, no statement from the commissioner. What is the league doing exactly?
Well, I'm going to have to say the only reason we're talking about anything on WNBA is because of Caitlin Clark.
Right. She's a craze. She's a sensation. Her games average 17,000 a night. The rest of the league averages 7.
Right.
Facts.
And so that's basically what Monica's saying. You could have had us on before we were talking Caitlin Clark. That's pretty much what she's saying.
Yeah, but...
And that's 100% true.
Well, yeah, you could have, but it would have been bad television.
They talk football right now, which bores me to fucking tears.
I know they
do. To hear anybody talking football now.
Well, we're heading into the slow part of the season. Can I get your take on the Kennedy Carter foul of Caitlin Clark, and why did the league not step in and go, look, enough of this bullshit. We're fining you and no more. We're going to play basketball. That was not a basketball. That was not a basketball play.
That was a dirty play.
Totally dirty.
That was a dirty play. But I heard Wilbon say, well, you know what? Oh, well, she's got to get tough one. I was like, ooh, that's a rough one right there. That's
get tougher to what? When she's standing waiting for an inbound to get called a bitch and then be knocked to the ground by somebody way bigger than her? By a known goon in the league, by the way, who's been kicked off two teams already for being a menace.
But something brought something up. Do you ever see anybody come pick her up?
That's another fascinating thing. Her teammates don't seem to like her that much either. There is so much.
Well, the coach is, she's terrible.
Well, the coach is like, well, we could just send the stuff into the league. That's all we can do. Well, that ain't working. Maybe you should do something a little bit more drastic or speak up more after the games. But I think
might quit after this year and go, I don't need this shit.
There is envy abound. Not only from the other players in the league, but her own teammates don't really love it that she's sitting on a $30 million Nike deal and they're playing for $64,156 before taxes. They don't like it. And when people say, don't they understand that she's going to help elevate the league's profile? I say, oh, no. They understand it. That's what is making them mad. The understanding of it is pissing them off.
I don't remember it because I was 7 or 8. I don't remember what Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were like when they came in. I don't know if Larry, did he get beat up?
I don't know if they got beat up. There was certain
coming to
the
NBA.
There's hard fouls in the course of play, and then there was this, off ball, obvious assault. And that would be the thing I would think the league would want to cut down
on.
I don't remember how it was when they came in.
Was it rivalry from the NBA hating Larry Bird?
No, I think they were like, okay, you youngins, we're going to show you how it is. And then they were quickly like, damn, that hick with the duck tail can shoot. And God damn, that big guy for the Lakers can really dribble and run with the ball. So I think, men are different than women. And remember, they're playing in a league in which they are being paid like millionaires. the WNBA loses money and they're being paid like managers at Kinko's.
This was in the NBA when they weren't showing these live.
No, they weren't quite millionaires, but at least they were making 5x the normal average American salary. So they probably were making $250, something like that, which was 5x probably the average annual salary. Right now, $64,000 is, I think, right at the median salary in America. So they're just making average salary, and yet they want to be stars.
There's a rumor that Breanna Stewart is starting an opposing league and there is a lot of money going to be put behind this. So we could have a ABA NBA sort of thing.
Yeah, that's great. So in other words, a league fully backed by the NBA itself that has never made a profit. There's going to be a rival league stood up on their own that dilutes the pool of limited eyeballs to begin with even further. Good luck on that one.
Telling you what there is, I'm trying to think, maybe Sue Bird is also part of this. It's like, I'm just saying, no, there's like a bunch of people who have money that are behind this thing.
All right. Can I just close this out? Do you want to hear what Stephen A. said about Ms. McNutt on his podcast?
Oh, this ought to be wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the executive producer of First Take. You ever heard of Monica McNutt? You have now. Because she's on First Take a lot. Shanae Ogumike. Absolutely wonderful, spectacular basketball analyst, et cetera, WNBA player in her own right.
And great ass, by the way, too.
Ask her how it's been to
you
be on
You sexist
day.
Pig.
How about Andrea Carter, who's a rising star in this business? How much do you think First Take helped that? What about Kimberly Martin? What about Molly Kerim herself?
Oh, she's fine.
Damn.
Yes, she's fine.
Now, Kevin I Martin have sat back killed. For years and taken a lot of shit from people. Some who don't know what the hell they're talking about. Some who act like they don't know just because they want to get at me. I could care less about people getting at me. I just want you to be accurate. And it is highly offensive to me when somebody implies or flat out states, like Monica McNutt did this morning, which was factually incorrect.
Well, then you should fire her then if you're the executive producer. You should be like, you took a run at the king. You better not miss.
Again, he just said executive. So that means he makes decisions.
He does. So maybe he did have the ability 3 years ago to run WNBA segments that nobody would have watched or stayed tuned in for, but he didn't.
Well, that, although he says he did. Politics talks.
Although he says he did. By the way, does he ever give a white girl a break on the show, or is it just black girls? I'm asking for a friend.
No, I've never seen Doris on there.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody else.
I mean, the three that he mentioned, you know, or four women. The other thing is, Jay, let's not kid around. You don't need to put these women on this show. It is just pandering. It's like, we need to get some women on here. Like,
but
you could find
Martin. She's like lightweight. I'm like, why is she on the show? She says nothing.
Yeah. I mean, television is a visual medium. You want people that look and sound good on TV. How much they know or how right they are, it's kind of incidental. All right, let's move on.
They have less people of anybody. What is the lineman from the Patriots? What is his name? They have on, I can't remember. He's on every, you know, talking show on ESPN.
Teddy Bruschi?
No, not
linebacker.
The lineman.
For the Patriots.
Yeah, he was also on the Lions too. I cannot remember his name.
O-lineman, D-lineman.
O-lineman. He's terrible, and he's on all of these shows. Legler's on there. Legler's good. I like Legler a lot.
But Legler doesn't get as much run as he used to on the A list of ESPN analysts. I think Van Pelt uses him a lot, but otherwise I don't see a lot of him.
Well, they don't have that many people anymore.
Well, but also they've got just so many guys. They give so many minutes to Perk. And where do you stand on Kendrick Perkins? and is deep.
I don't want to say it out loud. It will.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. All right. Let's move on to baseball. It looks like.
Oh, no, I will say his speech sometimes embarrasses me. How about that? That's all I want to say.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. I'm done. Fair enough. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Let's move on. Apparently, we've got our new Pete Rose. His name is Tucapita Marcano, or Tucapita Rose Marcano. Okay. Banned for life for betting on baseball and betting on the actual team he was a member of, even though he was injured at the time. This guy, Tucapita, is such a moron and was such a low-level and shitty gambler. Here are the details of his wagering when he was a Pittsburgh Pirate. One, total amount bet on baseball, $150,000. Whoop-de-doo. Total amount bet, $87,000 on baseball itself. Average amount per bet, $378. Number of MLB bets, 231. Bets on Pirates games, 25. And MLB bets won 4.3%.
Jesus.
He should have started a website, fadetuca.com, and it would have made a mint if he's only at 4.3%. Now, I'm assuming he was betting almost all parlays, because if you're betting straight up and you're losing 96% of your bets, that's also impossible. It's as hard to lose that much as it is to win that much. So I'm assuming he was just throwing in parlays like a dipshit and losing his ass. So
I don't know about gambling all that much, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, tell me.
No, I just don't even understand. How do you find this out? How do they find all these out? Is this a website that players only know that they can get caught?
There was an investigation. They were tipped off to this gambling through a legal sports betting operator, and they did their investigation and they found out, yeah, it's him. Now, it's funny because on the very same day, on Tuesday, MLB closed the book officially on Shohei Ohtani.
And that was my next thing, but he's right. Clear. But this guy.
Okay. Right. Because his interpreter pled guilty and is going to prison for quite a while. Andrew Brandt, of all people, is one of the best in terms of just saying, this is bullshit without having to say, this is bullshit. Otani had to have made the worst choice in his, ready? Interpreter, ding. Best friend, ding. Counselor, ding. Confidant, ding. And had the worst agents, financial advisors, and bank in the history of the world for this to happen. Shohei was betting on baseball himself, but they couldn't ban him for life. So they found a Tucapito Marcana and said, see, we're taking this seriously. This is one of the biggest lies that will be repeated in sports history, Jay. Not just baseball, sports history. Shohei was betting massive amounts on baseball. His interpreter, in the true Japanese way of taking the fall for somebody out of honor or kaizen, he
taking one in the chest.
Taking one, the samurai sword. This is such bullshit. Right, you have to be a complete moron to think, wow, nobody caught it. Bank didn't catch it. Financial advisors didn't catch it. Shohei didn't know about it. That his best friend and interpreter said, watch this. I'm going to turn heel. I'm going to get in deep with this gambler, and I'm not going to be able to stop. Bull fucking shit.
I do love when players who speak, start to speak English well, but then when they do something wrong, like Sammy Sosa, after he, took PEDs, he didn't speak English at all, and he had an interpreter, remember?
Yeah.
At the house.
And pretended like, I don't understand this.
Word of English now. Right. I love it. That always makes me giggle.
Right. So this also comes on the very day in which there's more on the Jonte Porter suspension for life for betting on the NBA. Investigators, according to a story by Steve Bondi, who covers the NBA, he had accrued significant gambling debt, and therefore, at the beginning of the year, he was urged by those who he owed money to start clearing those debts by throwing games or at least throwing prop bets involving his personal performance. Unbelievable.
I have no idea how to gamble, and I don't know what's smart and what's stupid, but that sounds stupid.
Are you like Peter Griffin in Family Guy when he comes up and he says, yeah, I like to bet $100 on college football? And they're like, don't you want to bet a team? He's like, nah, just take it. he pats the table confidently, like, just take it. I know I'm going to lose. Just take it. Well, it's a sucker. I mean, look, there are those who are professional sports gamblers who grind away at it and have computer algorithms that try to help them maximize getting the best lines possible. And they are able to grind out, if they're lucky, close to 60%. Which is what you have to do when you're talking about the VIG and cold streaks and everything else to actually make it a full-time job. But it is still fucking gambling.
And they're still catching college kids, right? They're still catching kids.
Yes, of course.
They got a handle on all this.
Yeah,
this
is cool. Now, question, is this the last guy suspended by baseball for gambling or no?
No.
Some other dipshit won't get the memo either.
No. And I think right now, let me listen. Somebody on radio is saying we need to put Pete Rose in.
Yes.
Oh my God. Somebody who brought that up today.
Listen, we're headed towards the slow summer months. Here we go. All right. What is a sweeper? Somebody wanted to ask me. This is now the hot term in baseball. Not a slider, not a cutter, but a sweeper.
A sweeper is a slider. Same thing.
I've been told it's slightly different.
It's a curve. A sweeper can call it a curve too. I think it always is called a slider.
Yeah. The main character.
Or as I like to say, unhittable.
Yeah, right. There you go.
You can't hit it.
Yeah. According to MLB.com under glossary, sweeper. A sweeper is a pitch that has a large amount of horizontal movement as opposed to a traditional slider, which has a tighter break to it. Also, a sweeper tends to be thrown slower than a traditional slider, which gives it more time to sweep across the strike zone.
I will say this. That's when I knew I was never going to be any better than after high school, is when I saw a guy who went on to play AAA. And I saw him throw that. And I was like, well, okay. I guess we could start studying a little bit more. Because right. This is not for me after this. Yeah. And I was pretty much right.
What was the pitch? Oh, the gyro ball. There was some Japanese import for the Yankees who supposedly had this pitch no one had ever seen this side of the Atlantic called the gyro ball.
And he was out like 2 years afterwards.
Was it Hideki Matsui? I forget who it was. But it was like, oh, he's got this pitch called the gyro ball.
Hideki Arabu? What was the one they called?
Hideki Arabu was a third baseman.
Who called Fat Toad?
They called him a fat pussy toad. Yeah, Hideki Matsui, though, was a pitcher.
Matsui was an outfielder.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What was the pitcher I was thinking of? Maybe it was Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish has a shitload of pitches.
Yu Darvish was pretty good. He still pitches, but
yeah.
Yu Darvish is pretty good.
Yeah. The ad is extra. So many people don't like the fact that now teams are whoring out their very uniforms, which used to be sacred places, to advertisements, including the mighty Yankees, who have sold a big package to Star Insurance. Never heard of them, but it's apparently a big insurance company in New York and the area. If you buy a blank jersey for the Yankees or one to get customized with a number that you want, although you wouldn't get a name for the home jersey because they don't have names, if you want it to be dead accurate to what they wear on the field, you need the Star Insurance patch, and they'll be happy to add that patch to your replica jersey for $15.
Okay.
Fuck those guys. There, I had to slip that in the segment. So in other words, you're already fucking up the jersey that you knew and love is iconic and simple and classy with an ad. And not only am I not getting a discount on it, but if I want it to be accurate and have the ad, I got to pay 15 more bucks. You would think they would pay you 15 bucks if you put the ad on it, right?
But no, that's how they're going to scourge you more for money. They got to gorge you for at least 15. That's just.
Yeah.
God. All right. Two more. The way NFL. But I have one quick for you, and I wanted to bring this up to you. Is it true that golf is going the way of boxing, meaning it's going away and nobody's noticing? No? Okay.
You know, baseball hasn't gone away. Horse racing has not gone away. Boxing is still.
Yes, no. Horse racing is not what it used to be.
I didn't say it wasn't what it used to be. I'm just saying it's not dead. Baseball may not be what it's used to be, but it still draws incredible amounts of people into ballparks every year. I just saw a stat that so far this year, they had one of their best weekends for a non-holiday weekend in Major League Baseball in terms of attendance and all kinds of metrics. No, golf is in a down spot right now. You know what golf is in right now? Remember the awful Spurs-Nets NBA Finals that went 7 games and people were begging it.
Was Gary Kittle's in that? I don't remember. I can't even tell you. I don't remember anybody in that.
People were begging for it to end and it just wouldn't. It was the worst 7-game series ever. And I think it got the lowest rating ever. The NBA was in a low point post Jordan's retirement and before Kobe kind of became a thing. It was in a bad spot. Golf is in the same spot. Tiger is done. Phil is over on the Live Tour. Plus, he's 50, for God's sakes. And you got this rival tour that's kind of draining away a couple of the big names like Koepka and DeChambeau and Rahm. So it's in a low spot right now. It ain't going anywhere. You know, golf's been around a while, Jay.
But it's such as NASCAR is gone now. Nobody gives two shits unless they have a fight every weekend.
It ain't what it used to be. However,
no.
However, it still is a commercially successful enterprise for those who still love left turns, and there are still enough people.
And someone who loves boxing as much as I do and did, that's like dead for dead.
Yeah. Are you going to pay for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight when it finally does happen? They had to postpone it because Tyson had some medical issue.
If that was playing across the street, I would close the blinds.
Okay, I'm having a party. You're invited. You're coming.
I wouldn't. If you were having pay per view next door, I wouldn't come. Okay. That's how little I want to see this.
Okay. Finally, rest in peace to Larry Allen. Former cowboy,
that
great legend, dies suddenly in Mexico on vacation with his family. Was one of the most freakishly athletic.
Mount Rushmore,
big man.
It's not even a discussion.
He's
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and you know the legend of Darian Connor, right? When it comes to Larry Allen, he was the Saints linebacker whom he ran down from behind, Daryl Green style, after a deflected interception by Troy Aikman of the Cowboys. Here's how it sounded with Dan Dierdorf and Frank Gifford alongside Al Michaels on Monday Night Football.
Under 5 minutes left in the half, and it's not in the air and picked off by Darian Connor. And Connor is inside the 40, the 30, and tackled at the 16-yard line.
Larry Allen.
I can't believe that. Leah Brakes, the rookie from Sonoma State. This guy weighs 325 pounds. Wayne Martin batted it, we think. Darian Connor with the pick, and Allen saves the touchdown.
I can't get over that.
He runs down a very speedy linebacker, a little bit of an angle, but this is a huge man.
This guy's got a rocket booster strapped to his back. All right, there's the bat by Martin. Right into Allen is still standing there. He is to the left of your screen.
He spotted him a couple of steps by just standing there.
6'3", 325 pounds.
His arms like a sprinter.
I'm telling you, that's one of the most impressive athletic feats I have ever seen.
There you go.
Great
play.
I said that guy is a Hall of Fame. He is a Mount Rushmore lineman. And it's not even a question that Larry Allen, he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
God, I hope so.
Oh, if he's not, that's incredible.
Yeah, 2013 okay. Hall of Fame class out of Sonoma State.
But Mr. Jacoby can't go in. That's insane too.
And they missed getting him in there.
That's also he needs to be in. I don't understand how he's not in, but I don't know.
Here's the simple explanation. A bunch of biased buffet grazing media members are in charge of the voting. That's how they're not in. If you want a more cohesive way to get people into the Hall of Fame who deserve it, then guess what? You need to have better than media writers doing the job.
Well, doesn't someone have to get up and say, this is why Jacoby should be in?
They had that. They had lots of people doing that, but it still wasn't enough to sway some of the dipshits who just did. This is why Art Monk floundered for so long, because little pipsqueaks like Adam Schefter, who was writing for the Denver Post at the time, said, but what is his signature catch? Fuck off, you dummy.
His career.
Right.
His career. There you go.
Yeah,
that's his signature.
His whole
fucking right career.
There, yes. Yeah. All right. We're going to end on a nice kumbaya note. Lovely day by the great Bill Withers. Think you and I can both get behind this, Jay.
I hope we can.
And we move forward. And I can send you a microphone setup to use with your computer that will render pristine audio, and you won't have to hold the phone to your ear. Would you like
that? Or I'll just do Zoom next week. How's that? That's easier.
Can I buy you a mic and send it to you?
That's fine.
And then when we have the fight to end all of our fights and we're finally no longer friends, you can send it back.
There you go.
With a bag of dog shit in it saying, fuck
it. There you go. Perfect.
All right. As Ken Beatrice taught us to say, Jay.
Bye now. It wasn't bye-bye. Bye now. Scott Lynn told me I was wrong.
Well, fuck him, too. He makes lots of mistakes.
I produce this goddamn show. I should have remembered that.
All right, Jay. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye now.
See you. Bye. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.